I can see through KBOO that we actually can do it. And not only that, it's a freaking blast. So you've been listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and via the World Wide Web on KBOO.FM, and in that manner to all the ships at sea.
And thank you for listening to the Boo KBOO Portland. Coming up at 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 today on Between the Covers, join us for David Naiman talking to Jeff Vandermeer about his new novel, Born, a book that's been called simultaneously harrowing, dark, dangerous, funny, and uplifting from the author of the Southern Reach trilogy. And at 11:30, The Film Show looks at Portland history on film with new projects that explore the history of Vanport and the Portland Rose Festival. That all comes up right after we hear from Chris Andre, hosting Air Cascadia, up next at 10 o'clock with headlines, interviews, and commentary. Don't go away.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 26th through the 29th, at various locations throughout North and Northeast Portland. The second annual Vanport Mosaic Festival will offer an exploration of the history and legacy of Vanport through a series of films and plays, lectures and conversations, and guided tours. Audiences will be invited to reflect upon the journeys of those who lived and died in the city of Vanport. As part of the festival, there will be screenings of a selection of Vanport oral histories. Again, that's the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 26th through the 29th, at various locations throughout North and Northeast Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 25th, 2017. You're listening to KBOO Portland. your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio. Today, it's also hunger strike radio. If we can get this call through to Muhammad Khatib, we're going to be talking about hunger strikes going on for 30 plus days. It is now in the red zone, and people are going to start dying. The violence in occupied Palestine on Israel's Jerusalem Day. Funny, isn't it? What a coincidence that Donald Trump's footsteps in the dust have not been blown into the Mediterranean Sea. And already violence against Palestinians everywhere. I cannot begin to list the places and the activities. You could take a look at the International Middle East Media Center for that. But it is extraordinary. Any one incident would be on the front page of every paper in the world were it not for the fact that this is Palestine. So that said, we're trying to get Muhammad Khatib on the line right now. Report on the hunger strike tomorrow, and Barghouti, of course, leading it. And Barghouti, this could be it. First, a few quick drops of weather for today. Partly sunny, highs around 72 tonight. Temperatures around 53, overcast skies. Friday dawns probably a bit clear, and a few stray clouds around with highs near 79, so it'll be warm. And Friday night, clear skies, the lows around 54. That's your weather for today. Israeli forces, I just want to make a few notes while we were working on that phone call. Israeli forces have assaulted and detained the Al-Aqsa Mosque guards as Israeli settlers have overtaken the holy site. Three Palestinian security guards of Al-Aqsa Mosque compounded the old city of occupied East Jerusalem were assaulted and detained by Israeli police yesterday as hundreds of right-wing Israeli settlers took to the holy site as they celebrated Jerusalem Day. Al-Aqsa for the Palestinians. Jerusalem Day celebrated by the ultra-right Zionist community. And of course that commemorates the 1967 Israeli brutal war of occupation in East Jerusalem. The same day that Palestinians remember the Al-Aqsa, which of course this is typical of Palestinian I guess you could say dark humor, Al-Aqsa meaning setback. Wow, setback. And how? Yes, referring to the mass displacement that accompanied the Israeli takeover. I cannot get over the there are no coincidences in this game. As I said it before, said it again, if you see a tortoise on a fence post, it didn't get there by accident. Trump did not land in occupied East Jerusalem by accident on the eve of the Al-Aqsa. That's all about all. It is kind of a disgrace, shame, shame, shame on the Pope for not saying anything. Shame, shame, shame on media, international, national, local, all the same. No one said a word. The Al-Aqsa compound director, Sheikh Omar Al-Kiswani, told the Mahan news agency that Israeli police forces assaulted a group of four of the mosque guards. And, and then, of course, across occupied Palestine. We got other assaults here, too. I mean, don't think that that's the only one. What's that? You say you hear coyotes circling in for the kill? Well, what looks slick from the campaign podium may not play so well. Even way out west where the buffalo roam, and the sky is not cloudy all day, Republican candidate in the hotly contested special House election in Montana was charged with assaulting a journalist yesterday at what was to be a final rally in Bozeman on the eve of the vote, the attack by police officers. We're going to try, we're going to ask our an intrepid engineer out there to try to get Jenka Soderberg on the line. Jenka is our connection to many of the voices that you hear from occupied Palestine, and particularly in this case of the hunger strike. Jenka may be the one who can break this apparent logjam on the phone lines and see if we can't get Mohammed Khatib on for just a moment with a report on the hunger strike. These people are going to start dying. They stopped taking water. And that's really, once, I don't know how much one you know about hunger strikes, if you followed the news out of Ireland, you would know that at a certain point there's no turning back. As the bodies, as all the organs of the body begin to shut down, the human body reaches a point where no matter what extraordinary measures are taken, there's no way to reverse the path into across the line into death. And these hunger strikers are many of them, I believe, are on that path right now. So just want to mention that we will try to reach Jenka now and see if she has perhaps an update on that. I know that we also have Syed, who may be able to help us out there with a report also. He's a reporter for the International Middle East Media Center, which is a source that you can access to if you do want absolutely up-to-the-minute news out of Palestine. So America is moving right along. America and Russia once again with that bridge of thieves, the spy versus spy style. American spies collected information last summer revealing that senior Russian intelligence and political officials were discussing how to exert influence over Donald Trump. Not that difficult, as it turns out, through his advisors, according to three current and former American officials who know their way around intelligence. The conversations focused on, wait for it, Paul Manafort. Yes, indeed. Paul Manafort, that name resurfaces again and again. The Trump campaign chairman at the time, of course, and then also another, wait for it, Michael Flynn, retired general, was advising Trump. Others are advising Trump to not take the advice of Michael Flynn. It does tend to, shall we say, fly off the handle, and oftentimes get some of his facts wrong. Turns out, though, that Michael Flynn was flying straight into Mohammed, good morning. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Please, I don't want to waste any time. Please just go right ahead and give listeners an update on the hunger strike. Marwan Barghouti, people are in grave, grave danger right now, I believe.
Yes, today is the hunger strike, the 1,600 hunger strikers, they are in their 39 days. Almost we are entering the 40 days, which is mean that they are in real danger. More than 150 hunger strikers was transferred today to different hospitals, and at the same time, the Israeli prisons administration, they are transferring them from prison to another only for a way of torturing them. Because one of the main demands of the prisoners is that about the bus where they transferred them from one prison to another as a tool of oppression, and they use it very specific way. It's very bad bus. It's very famous about it. So it's really in danger, and till today, it's not acceptable. We didn't hear not a real international voice about this. We're almost facing silence about it. So even the family of the prisoners have been protesting in Ramallah, in West Bank, for more than this 40 days. So the messages we are getting from inside the prisons that we are almost will face a death, a martyrs from the prisoners who is doing the hunger strike. And to be honest, the basics, the demands of the prisoners are very basic human rights. They are calling for their demands, for their basic rights inside the prison. They are even not calling for their liberation. They are calling for visiting their families, seeing them. They are calling for having phone calls with their families. They are asking for education, the right of education while they have been in jail. So this is very critical moment about their lives. And we are not speaking about individual hunger strike. We are speaking about a huge collective historical hunger strike done by the Palestinian Prisoners National Movement. So we really need support, and we are calling for that. Today I hear that the BTS, the Boycott National Committee, are calling again for international action against the state of Israel. So through your radio, we are calling also the citizenship of the United States to speak out, to make their voice against this apartheid state of Israel, and to support the Palestinian prisoners in the BDS movement, through BDS, through boycotting Israel. This is very important for us and for the Palestinian people for their liberation.
Mohammed, hang on. We are out of time. There's a lot to do, and the only people who can help it are we. In the outside world, we can break this silence. This has now become a deadly silence. If you could send one message, if you could write a headline across the front page of the New York Times, which has become a joke, but if you could get a one message out, what would you want the world to hear? We want to put this out everywhere.
We want the world to hear that this... we.